Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Hi, Mom. Is Dad here?
If you need me, I'll be shaking nervously in the corner booth.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Just some workers putting up a fence.
And here I thought it was me.
I've met pit bulldogs with better attitudes.
Men are rodents.
Perhaps.
Caramel topping, and there you have it, Charles. The world's best ice cream sundae. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the most important part. The cherry drop.
The what?
The key to any great sundae is the cherry drop. You hold it up over the sundae and drop it right in the middle. There's not a man, woman, or child in Odyssey who can drop cherries like I can. Right, Whit?
What was that, Connie?
Here goes. Yep, plop, right in the middle. What a shot.
Mr. Whittaker, might I have a word with you
hey,
about
the... Hey, nice shirt, Eugene. That looks good on you. Okay, who wanted the banana split?
Excuse me, Miss Kendall.
I just said I like your shirt.
And what exactly is wrong with it, might I ask?
I said I liked it. It's nice.
Uh-huh. Miss Kendall, I assure you that I am quite capable of recognizing sarcasm when I hear it.
I was being serious. I like your shirt, Eugene. Lighten up.
You mean you're saying you just complimented me?
Well, your shirt, yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker, but I think I feel faint.
Oh, hey, Connie, you wouldn't be excited about your dad coming today, would you?
My dad? Is he coming today?
When's he getting here again?
8 minutes, 47 seconds.
Well, it'll take you that long to get home. You better hurry.
You're right. I'll see you later.
Have a good time. Oh, are you going to be able to teach the Bible study Tuesday night?
Yeah, sure. My dad's leaving Tuesday afternoon.
Do you have a topic yet?
Well, no, but I'll think of something.
All right. See you next week.
Actually, he's...
Oh, that's right. He said he'd go to the hotel first. What's the number there?
Connie, your father's not here.
He's not? Something wrong?
No, he's fine, but he's not coming.
What? Why?
Well, he had to stay in California. April's mother got sick, and she's in the hospital. He had to stay.
So, what, he's not coming at all?
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay.
Now, he told me to tell you he's very sorry. You all right?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm fine. It's okay, I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay. I'm just gonna go sit on the porch for a while.
All right.
Hello there, Connie.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mitchell.
Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Seems like every time I come out here, you're sitting on your back porch.
At my age... Most everything that's interesting to you can be seen from your back porch.
Really?
Of course not. I just like getting out in the fresh air.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Just some workers putting up a fence. My son's idea. I don't get around too well anymore, and he thought it'd be a good idea to put it up to keep out thieves and such.
Oh.
Don't like the idea much myself. My son seems to think it's necessary.
How often do you see your son?
He visits me every Sunday.
You get to see your son every week?
Sure.
What if he's busy some Sunday?
Yeah, he usually makes time somehow.
Must be nice.
What was that?
Nothing.
Connie? Hey, Connie?
Hmm? Oh, Charles. Yeah?
I asked for a chocolate soda.
You did? Oh, that's right, you did. Sorry.
No problem.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. Maybe I'm coming down with something.
Don't you feel good?
I don't feel like being here, that's for sure.
Where do you feel like being?
Home. I just want to get out of here and do nothing but eat candy bars and watch TV until I don't feel anything anymore and this whole worthless day ends. What do you think about that?
I think I'll skip the soda. If you need me, I'll be weeping in the corner booth.
Eugene, that's the way I was thinking about doing it. But might I suggest, Miss Kendall?
Connie? What are you doing here? I thought I gave you the day off.
You did. I decided to come in anyway. My dad couldn't make it.
Oh, anything wrong?
No, he just had to stay in California. April's mother's sick.
I see. Well, I'm sorry, Connie.
It's okay, Rolly. I understand. I mean, I'd do the same thing if I were him. I completely understand.
Well, I'm sure he'll be able to come sometime soon.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Excuse me, I'm going to grab some more cones in the back.
Quite a contrast to excitement from this morning.
Well, I'm sure it's an awful letdown.
Indeed. It reminds me of my own similar disappointment when, as a small child, I had hoped to receive a high-powered microscope for my birthday and was given instead a plastic turtle.
Really?
Well, yes.
Maybe we should get back to work.
Perhaps.
She'll be all right. Well, she says she's fine. Oh, here she is now. Why don't you talk to her? Connie?
Yeah, Mom?
Your father's on the phone. He wants to talk to you.
Really? Dad, hi. Are you coming? Oh, I see. Well, how about next month? Will you be able... Conference? Dad, who cares about... You can skip it, can't you? Oh, okay. No, it's okay. Really, it's fine. Here, Mom.
Bill? No, it's all right. But really, is it?
Conference, I'll bet.
Hello there, Connie.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yep.
Where are you?
Right here, other side of the fence.
Oh, how'd you know it was me?
I'd know your door slam anywhere. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Are you on your back porch?
No, I'm just pulling some weeds back here.
It's a nice fence. Tall. Solid, too. Of course, I feel like I'm talking to a wall.
I know. I hate it, too. I feel cut off from the world.
Well, there's nothing going on out here that's worth being outside for anyway.
Yeah, it's quite an attitude you got there. What's the matter?
Nothing. Really.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If your son lived in, say, California, and you could get around real easily and travel a lot, how much would you visit him?
Well, that's hard to say. I enjoy being with him. I figure I'd have to see him at least 4 or 5 times a year.
Really? You travel all that distance 5 times a year?
He's my son.
Yeah, that's right. He is your son. You should visit your son. In fact, you'd be a terrible person if you didn't. Any normal father would be happy to travel that far. Isn't that right, Mr. Mitchell?
I guess.
And here I thought it was me. Well, if he thinks that I'm going to sit and worry about this for 1 minute more, he's dreaming. Thanks, Mr. Mitchell.
Oh, don't mention it. You know what I always say, Connie? Connie?
Connie?
Yeah, Charles?
Look, I don't want to bother you at all. I know you're not in the best of moods today. I just thought that just maybe...
What is it?
Well, nothing big. It's just...
Go ahead. Tell me. What is it?
I asked for a sundae without nuts.
Oh, I see. Sure, Charles. So you don't like my sundae?
Well, it's just that...
You want me to pick off every little nut for you? Is that it?
Well, no, I mean, that's okay. Forget it.
No, that's fine. I'll just drop everything like you're the only customer in the world.
I'll eat the nuts. Look, I'm eating nuts. Goodness.
Hand it over, Charles.
No, really. Forget it. I'm not really in a mood for one anyway.
Charles!
If you need me, I'll be shaking nervously in the corner booth.
Miss Kendall?
What is it, Eugene?
I was just observing your rather rash display of emotion toward Charles, and I believe it begs the question, what is your problem?
What? What did I do?
You've caused an impressionable young man to turn a most frightening shade of white.
Look, I just like to be left alone, okay? I have a headache.
Self-inflicted wound, I believe.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. If you'll pardon me, I have work to do in the bath.
Fine, go. Don't come back.
Do you have something to say to me, Miss Kendall?
No, nothing. I'll just be here in the front.
Precisely why I'm going to the back.
What was that now?
Oh, nothing. Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, Eugene?
Have you spoken with Miss Kendall lately?
No, not since this morning.
Did she seem, tense, strained, high-strung?
Oh, maybe a little bothered.
You're being diplomatic.
All right. Yes, she seemed upset.
Do you have any theories on what might be upsetting her?
Well, my theory is it's because of her father. But she won't tell me for sure. Every time I try to talk to her, she clams up. Whatever it is, she's going to explode if she doesn't open up about it to someone.
In point of fact, her volcanic disposition is already regurgitating. What do you suggest we do?
Well, she's teaching a Bible study tonight. Maybe getting her mind back on God will turn her around.
Connie, Lucy called this afternoon. She won't be able to make it to your Bible study tonight.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
What are you working on?
Just putting some finishing touches on my lesson.
Well, what are all these magazine pictures doing on the floor?
It's for tonight.
Well, they're all pictures of men. And he cut off their heads.
My lesson's entitled The Evils of Men.
The Evils of... Could you maybe give me a sample of this lesson?
Yeah, I guess I could give you some of the highlights. I start out with some great verses. You'll love these. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man out of dust from the ground. That's my first point. Men are dirt. Next verse, Isaiah chapter 2.
Excuse me. That was your first point?
Yes. Then there's Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19. And men shall enter caves of the rocks and the holes of the ground. My second point, men are rodents. They're animals who live in caves and sleep under rocks. Next verse, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 14. Every man is stupid and without knowledge.
Connie, I don't think that's what those verses are about.
Oh, come on, Mom. Look at the examples of men in the Bible. Judas Iscariot, what a creep. Samson, real smart guy he was. They're all born that way and they're all the same. They don't care about other people's feelings. They just do whatever they want
to
do.
No, wait a minute, Connie. You can't go to your Bible study and teach those kids that men are... Oh, just a second. Hello? Oh, hi, Marge. Thanks for calling back. Now, I just wanted to tell you...
Oh, wow,
that
I'm
really
late.
Appreciated what
bye,
you
Mom!
For... What? Hold on, Marge. Connie, wait.
Yes, I did. I'd like to know what you taught in your Bible study last night.
Well, I just did a topical study. Why?
Because some of the girls came in here today and nearly took Eugene's head off every time he spoke.
They did?
Yes. Then they put Charles in a tree, hung him up by his belt loop. It's a good thing I saw him. He could have been there for days.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. The Men Haters Club, they call themselves. Well, I don't think hating people is something you should learn at a Bible study, do you?
The Men Haters Club, huh?
Connie.
Well, you see, I was just... Okay, I shouldn't have said those things.
What I want to know is why you said them.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Now, I want you to sit down and tell me what's been eating you this week.
Nothing.
Nothing? Huh. I've met pit bulldogs with better attitudes. No one wants to go near you anymore. Now, tell me what's going on.
There's nothing to tell.
Connie, please. I'm your friend. Let me help you.
I don't need any help.
All right. It's your choice. But I want you to go home.
Go home? Why?
I don't want you here if you're going to act this way. You're alienating people and giving them wrong ideas. Come back when you're in a better state of mind.
Their husbands more sports on TV. First off, we have Jeremy McDade. All he does on
Connie, dinner's ready.
Laundry, vacuum,
Connie?
Cooking,
what? It's time to eat.
Oh, I'm not hungry.
Now, you need to eat something. You've been watching that box all day.
There's nothing else to do.
You sound just like a three-year-old.
Hey!
Yeah, you and I need to talk. Well, what now? Yes?
Hello, ma'am. I've got a package here for a Howard Mitchell next door, but it doesn't look like he's home. Would you sign for it?
Oh, sure.
Mr. Mitchell isn't home?
Don't believe so, ma'am.
Well, he's never gone. Did you knock?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Maybe he's on his back porch.
Well, I wouldn't know. The front gate on his fence was locked.
Let me go check.
You know, she's right. He does spend a lot of time out there.
Mr. Mitchell? Are you there, Mr. Mitchell? Come to think of it, he wasn't there this morning either. Mom!
Yes?
Can you give me a boost? I'm gonna peek over the fence.
Are you sure he isn't out of town?
Well, he always tells us when he's leaving. There may be something wrong. Please, Mom?
Oh, all right. Put your foot in my hands. Huh?
Okay, here goes.
Oh. Can you see anything?
Well, I don't see him. I don't even see his chair. He must be... Mom, he's laying flat on his porch.
Oh, dear.
Push me over and call an ambulance.
Now, be careful.
Okay, I'll be fine. Just lift me a little higher.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm calling the ambulance.
Oh, no. Mr. Mitchell? Mr. Mitchell? Oh, thank God he's breathing. Mr. Mitchell? Wake up! Mr. Mitchell! They said he's going to be okay. Apparently, he fell down and knocked himself unconscious.
Well, it's a good thing he has a smart neighbor.
Well...
it's frightening to think how long he could have stayed in there.
No kidding. But it was that new fence. It cut him off from everybody.
Hmm. Sounds like someone else I know.
Does? Who?
Well, think about it. Mr. Mitchell isn't the only one around here who's been cut off where nobody can help him.
Oh.
You know, Connie... sometimes it's easy to think that we can just live on our own without other people. But God made us so that we need each other.
I know. I just don't think I need to talk this one out. I can deal with it myself.
It doesn't seem to me like you're dealing with it at all. You're building up bad feelings and taking them out on other people. Who are you mad at, Connie?
My dad.
Uh-huh. I figured.
I was mad that he didn't come and at the reason he didn't come. Because of April. And I didn't want to say anything because you'd think I was being selfish, and I guess I am. I mean, his mother-in-law was sick, but it's just not fair. I was looking forward to him coming, and it's always something.
You know, Connie, we all get hurt by people sometimes, and it's hardest when we're hurt by people we care about. But we can't let our hurt become walls and fences for us to hide behind. Sometimes we just have to let go and let people help us. And more importantly, we need to let God help us.
I guess you're right.
Connie!
What is it, Charles?
Please, you gotta help me.
What's going on?
There's a bunch of girls from your Bible study chasing after me. They're trying to lock me in a closet. In fact, they want to lock all men in closets. They keep on saying I'm responsible for the high unemployment rate in America. I don't think I am. Am I?
No. Look, Charles, I'm sorry. I said some things I shouldn't have last night. I was mad at my dad, and I took it out on the entire male gender. Men are not evil.
Well, that's a relief. You think maybe you could tell it to the kids in your Bible study?
Yeah, I will. I promise.
Great. I'll be cowering in the corner booth until you do. Don't tell them where I am.
I won't.
Thanks. This is such a relief. I can walk down the street without being scared. I guess I can fire my bodyguard now.
Poor kid. I better call off the Men Haters Club before they do some real damage.
Good idea.
I should apologize to Eugene, too. Where is he?
I don't know. The last time I saw him, he was talking to some of the girls from your Bible study.
Bible study?
You don't think they'd...
Oh, no.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody present? I assure you, this joke has now ceased to be humorous. Locking one into a closet loses its lightheartedness very quickly. Believe me, I know. Is anyone out there? Hello?
A
Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10 say, two are better than one. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. I think Connie now has a better understanding of these verses. It's always better to share your problems, especially with someone who can help, like your parents, a teacher, or your pastor. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Fences was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.